This goes to Matthew Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L, fax 989-828-6835. And Dr. Kerpostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Genevieve, it's G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V, like Victor E. Schumacher, S-C-H-U-M-A-C-H-E-R. Date of birth, 9/1/1948. Dear Matthew and Dr. Kerpostman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Schumacher with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and diabetic nephropathy. She's doing telemedicine visit today because she had severe back pain yesterday and went into the emergency department because the pain was so intense. They gave her a steroid injection, and she's also on some oral steroids at this point, and also a small prescription for Tramadol for pain. And that does seem to be helping a lot. Today the pain is markedly better, and she's able to walk and function without pain. She'll be following up with her neurologist, and she's also going to be having a sleep study because she does snore and she does have mildly elevated hemoglobin levels and hematocrit. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I want to highlight Rocaltrol 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Coreg 6.25 milligram twice a day, Lasix is 20 milligram twice a day with potassium chloride 10 milliequivalent twice a day, Aldactone 25 milligram daily, magnesium daily. Jardiance is 25 milligram daily. Requip 1 milligram twice a day. Plavix 75 milligram daily. And Fosmax 70 milligram weekly. Other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 175 pounds, which is stable. Blood pressure is 118 over 78. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 24th, 2025. Her creatinine is 1.27 with estimated GFR of 44, albumin 4.4, calcium 10.1, sodium 136, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus is 5.3, that is slightly elevated, last level was 3.9. Intact parathyroid hormone, 102.9. That's improved from the previous level of 182.7. And hemoglobin's also slightly improved. It's 16.3, down from 16.4, with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable and slightly improved creatinine levels. The patient will continue having renal chemistries and CBCs done every 3 months. 2, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. She'll monitor weights at least weekly, watching for a 5-pound increase in the 1 week, which she would notify Dr. Kerpostman if this occurs. 3, hypertension, well controlled. 4, diabetic nephropathy, stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.